Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Wei Xiang. All right, I noticed that you have raised Aeon to a buy from neutral. Just talk us through the rationale for that.
Hi, good morning. This is Wei Xiang here from RHB Research. So why we upgrade the Aeon to a buy is because, you know, Aeon, we think that Aeon fits into our strategy and preference for cyclical stocks. As a In RHB, we are expecting a recovery in our economy as well as the sentiment in this year. So with the portfolio of 26 shopping malls, I think Aeon is a major proxy to the local consumer sector, and we think that it is in a good position to benefit or capitalize from a recovery that that I mentioned just now. Secondly, we think that Aeon could also be a laggard play to the overall consumer sector, as our KL consumer index is currently trading close to its plus one standard deviation from its 10-year average, following the recent pickup in interest on consumer stocks, possibly on the anticipation of improving consumer sentiment. So comparatively, our valuation on Aeon is implies 10.4 times FY18 EV/EBITDA, which is at 0.5 standard deviation. So that is a discount to the overall consumer index. So we think that the discount has factored in Aeon's earning weakness in the past due to the aggressive expansion plan as well as the weak consumer sentiment. So we think that the Aeon having underperformed the KL consumer index with year-to-date decline of 9% versus the index plus 9% performance, we think that Aeon could be undervalued in this sense, considering that it is one of the major proxy to the Malaysian consumer sector.
Now, I find it interesting that you use the phrase anticipation of improving consumer sentiment, because, are you seeing consumer sentiments really improve yet, especially given the kind of inflation numbers that we're seeing? March, inflation at 5.1%, highest in 8 years. April inflation just came out yesterday, 4.4%. Do you think Malaysian consumers can continue to drive earnings growth for the likes of Aeon?
I think we are still cautiously optimistic on the recovery on consumer sentiment. As shown in the MIER first quarter numbers, the sentiment has indeed recovered from a low base. And to address your concern on the inflation, in RHB research, I think our economists are not really viewing the inflationary pressure as one of the biggest concerns, as we think that the inflation will be higher in this year, but not in an excessive fashion as compared to last year. And we are also expecting a very healthy private consumption or spending to support to be the supporting factor or lending a helping hand to the retail players in Malaysia and in this case Aeon Malaysia.
Now, also we note, like you mentioned earlier, Aeon has incurred heavy capex of between 600 to 700 million ringgit over the last 3 years. Do you think that trend will continue into the future?
According to our recent check with management, they are trying to tone down their expansion. So in that sense, the expansion momentum is expected to slow down. And we believe the management is taking a more conservative stance in expansion in view of the challenging business environment. I think more focus will be in the operation side, improving its operation, creating a better shopping experience for its shoppers, as well as managing its costs. I think that would be the key concern, rather than continue expanding expanding aggressively by, you know, expanding by opening more shopping malls.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. That was Sung Wei Xiang, analyst with RHB Research Institute.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.